With the court hearing now over, Mr. Wildwood walked over and hugged me. I told him that I wanted to stay with Dad because there was something else I needed to do now that Dad and I were free to be together. Once he left, I walked over to Birch again. I forgot to ask, Birch. You said you were going to do something to Mom's grave marker to make it look better. Did you ever get around to doing that? I wanted to tell Mom the good news.
Hang on, let me check. Hi, it's Birch Draper. Were you able to... You were? Good. Is it... It is. Wonderful. No, don't return the rest. Use it to improve other sites. Uh-huh. You're welcome. Bye.
So he did it then?
Why don't we go and check to make sure, huh?
Okay, Birch. Hey, Dad?
Yes, Wally?
You do realize we need to tell someone else about this, right?
You're not thinking of going to her grave, are you?
She needs to know, Dad. We've got to tell her.
Why don't you go? I'll head home and get your room ready.
You have to come with me. We have to show her we're a family again. She won't see that if I go alone. Have courage, Dad.
You're right, son. Courage. Let's go.
Could you meet us there, Birch?
I'll beat you there.
We'll see about that. Come on, Dad. I got in Dad's car and he drove us over to Spring Hill Cemetery. Birch was already there and waiting for us, but I was actually kind of glad about that. We pushed open the gate and Birch and I walked in, but I noticed that Dad did not. Dad?
I can't do it.
Why not?
I haven't been back to your mother's grave marker since the day I found out it got destroyed.
Warren, would it help to tell you that you won't have to worry about that anymore?
What do you mean?
I can't tell you that. If you want to find out, you'll have to come with us.
Dad, please. Courage. Do it for Mom, okay? Do it for me.
All right, son. I'll do it. For you.
Here it is.
Wally, this isn't your mother's grave marker.
Yes, it is, Dad. Look, I pointed at the grave marker. There, engraved on it, was Mom's full name. It showed Mom's date of birth, as well as her date of death. Dad stood there staring for several moments before he spoke up again.
Wait a minute. I remember what the grave marker looked like before. Who did this?
I did, Warren. And now knowing that you and Wally can be together again, I'm glad I did. This now gives you both a new life together, and it should make it easier for you to come visit Wendy as well.
I don't know what to say. Thank you, Birch.
I was happy to do it.
And don't worry. I'll be taking extra care to make sure not only her grave marker is kept clean, but all the others as well.
Tom! Hi!
Hey, kid. So is this your father?
Yep. Dad, I'd like to introduce Tom. He's in charge of keeping things looking nice here.
And that includes the grave markers. I'll make sure nothing bad happens to that marker ever again.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
We both do.
Did you bring the roses, Tom?
Got them right here. 1 dozen red roses, just as you asked.
Warren, would you like to do the honors?
I'd be glad to.
I'll hand these to you, then.
Wendy, we want you to know just how much you are missed. For years, you brightened up our lives and made Wally and I smile. You were the kindest, most thoughtful wolf I had ever had the fortune to lay my eyes upon. You brought me great joy the day you let me take your hand in marriage, and brought me further joy when you gave birth to our son. You mean the world to me, and losing you caused me to make a horrible mistake that took Wally away from me. It took me a while, but I finally managed to work through it, so now we can be together again. I'm sorry I couldn't find out what was wrong in time to save you. But at least now I know you are able to rest. You may be gone, but you will never be forgotten. Know that we both love you with all our hearts, and that I will do everything in my power to raise our boy to be the best young man he can be. Rest in peace, Wendy Alicia Wolvenwright. May your spirit be pain-free forevermore.
Dad, that was beautiful.
Thank you, Wally.
You're wrong, though.
Wrong? About what?
About Mom being gone. She may have died, but she's still with us. And we can see her whenever we like. No matter where we go, she'll be right there, watching us, protecting us. As long as we keep her in our hearts, we'll never have to say goodbye.
You're in my heart. You're in my soul. And each day with you is as good as gold. I'll keep a grin, and I will not ever frown. Now that I know you will always be around.
You gave me hope. You gave me joy. You gave me purpose. And our baby boy. You gave me zeal for life. And the strength that has never gone. And I learned my faith was in me all along.
Like the morning star, you reappeared.
Now we're finally whole again, that much is clear.
This truth as warm as the burning sky.
Telling us that we don't have to say goodbye. Your shadow is warm. We feel your embrace.
It makes us stronger. Keeps us in our place.
Our hearts are one. It's easy to say, and you ought to know.
We will love you and not ever let you go.
Like the morning star, you reappeared.
Now we're finally again, that much is clear.
After many years with you by our side, we now realize we don't have to say goodbye. Now our path is warm and joyous,
and we're no longer afraid of which way to go.
Your spirit came back to show us
the courage to explore what we don't know. What we've never known, like the morning star. Finally whole again, that much is clear. You are alive, your love never died. We have learned that we don't have to say goodbye.
Against all odds,
we know we'll get by.
Now we finally we don't have to say goodbye.
Come on, Wally. Let's go home.
Okay, Dad.